This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're paying a lot of attention to Erie, Pennsylvania this year, looking at how candidate Trump's campaign promises helped turn him into President Trump in a county that voted Democratic the last two election cycles, presidential election cycles, that is. The big promise, we're calling it, and one of the policy promises that Trump made was more school choice. His administration has followed through mostly with funding proposals for private school vouchers and charter schools. In the state of Pennsylvania, cyber charters are an increasingly popular choice. About 40,000 students, 3% of the student body in that state or so, are now enrolled in cyber charter schools, publicly funded but privately run. And as the name implies, most classes are taken online. Marketplace's Amy Scott spent some time at one virtual school in Erie.
From the outside, it would be easy to mistake the Pennsylvania Cyber Charter School for a place to get your taxes done or mail a package. The downtown Erie branch is tucked away in a strip mall across from a Big Lots discount store and a U-Haul storage center. But inside, a dozen or so kids are gathered around tables making colorful sun catchers. They're learning how a liquid becomes a solid.
Basically, you make Jell-O, but no clumps in it, and then put it on a plate and then let it dry.
That's 8-year-old Jacob Pandolf. Most school days, he and his older brother and sister log on from laptops at home in rural Union City outside Erie. But on Tuesday afternoons, the family drives 30 miles for this face-to-face science explorers class.
Everything that a traditional public school does, we essentially do that, just in a slightly different manner.
Brian Hayden is CEO of PA Cyber, the oldest and largest online public school in the state. He says kids also get together here for art and music. They take field trips and have German and Spanish clubs.
We are a real school, and I think sometimes that isn't the perception that people have, that we have a bunch of kids sitting in a dark room in front of a computer, isolated from the world. And that's not what this is.
What it is to the parents of about 11,000 students enrolled around the state is an alternative to traditional brick-and-mortar schools they say haven't worked for their kids. Some families have safety concerns about public schools or kids with learning disabilities. Bridget Dolak's 8-year-old daughter, Lainey, has a seizure disorder and struggled at a traditional school.
And now her reading is a high third grade level. She's in second grade, and her math is on grade level. This place is a godsend for us. It's been wonderful.
It's also been like a second job for Dolak, who works from home as a social worker.
At first, it was definitely an adjustment, so I had to be there, you know, all the time. But now she's getting much better at working independently.
Lainey is in what's called the Blended Classroom program at PA Cyber. She takes one online class every week in English, math, science, and social studies, and then works on her own, watching video lessons and doing graded assignments. For more structure, families can choose the virtual classroom, which basically mimics regular school.
It says the blank ocean is the largest ocean on the Earth's surface.
Classes are taught online by live certified teachers via webcam. Students from all over the state interact using their computer's microphone or by typing. In this science class, Mr. McCoy quizzes kids about the oceans.
Which is the largest and deepest ocean? Andrew says the Atlantic. Do we agree or disagree?
12-year-old Caleb Pandolf says he likes just waking up and going to his desk every morning.
It's pretty much the same as a normal classroom. You just have to hit buttons to raise your hand and talk.
As virtual schools have grown here and around the country, so have concerns about their performance and oversight. Last year, PA Cyber's founder pleaded guilty to tax fraud for siphoning millions of dollars from the school. The nonprofit school is under new management. Brian Mann is an assistant professor at the University of Alabama and studies cyber charters. While he says there are individual success stories.
Every time they do a study that looks purely at academics, the cyber charter schools underperform compared to the traditional public schools.
One national study out of Stanford University found that compared to similar students at traditional schools, cyber students were 72 days behind in reading on average and 180 days, or a full school year, behind in math. Mann says there's a mismatch between the types of students who do well in a cyber school setting and those who tend to enroll in cyber schools.
The student has to be kind of a self-starter, independent, or have a lot of support at home. The struggle here is that the students for which the traditional public schools didn't work are often not that student.
And when those students fail online, they often end up back at the local public school. In Erie, Pennsylvania, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.